Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, commissioners. Zoom seems to be our new norm, and it's nice to see your shining faces. I'm glad to see also, though, Mr. Chair, that you seem to be growing a healthy set of antlers there. So the pandemic must be treating you fine. So along those lines, COVID has changed our work environment, our operating environment in a number of ways. The demand for our work certainly has increased, and I think in some ways is ever more prescient that people's ability to get outside is just that much more important to them. So at the moment, thankfully our front offices are back open. Those our front desk staff, when they interact with the public, they are using face masks. We now have these plexiglass shields up, and we have stickers in a lot of our front lobbies for social distancing, and have hand sanitizer available for everyone. So the traffic in our front offices has been steady. People really have appreciated that they are open and have been using them. We've also seen a real uptick in recreation and use of all of our sites, whether parks, fishing access sites, wildlife management areas. We're really seeing a lot of use. And so with that, that doesn't come free, meaning that we need to continue our work to keep them open, to keep the latrines clean. We've seen also an uptick in enforcement work. So good news and bad news, just more people wanting to get outside, which we love, but also more work in a challenging work environment. But people, I have to commend our staff too, have really rolled up their sleeves and have had really good attitudes and been very innovative to make sure that we continue to provide our traditional services. So we also, another bit of good news that I think Commissioner Brower, did you note that our block management contracts are in and increased in acreages, increased access across the board. So I think that's really positive. We've had a really active bear season, both grizzly bears and black bears. So a lot more work for our bear specialists, but also for enforcement. So increased activity in areas where we've not necessarily had bears before and in the normal areas. And then on a sad note, we have found in three eastern Montana counties, the fungus that causes white nose syndrome in bats. So we have testing underway there. What we're not sure is whether it's somewhat like chronic wasting disease, whether it's been here longer than we realize, and we just hadn't tested for it. We have not tested bats for it yet. It's the fungus that causes white nose syndrome we found on surfaces like bridges where they roost. So we have no management response to this at this time, and more testing. And I also want to be clear that there's no evidence that white nose syndrome poses any harm to humans, livestock, or pets. So I hate to end on that note, but just rolling along, everyone's working really hard in the situation we have. And I think in most cases, we're also really grateful that we are working and that we have work to do that matters. So thank you.